time trials this afternoon, we had the pleasure of talking with Briggs Cunningham, who's of course the head of the well-known team who's been in racing and has pioneered a great deal of the interest in racing and participation in it in this country for some years. Mr. Cunningham, it's a pleasure to meet you finally. We've seen the misconnections the last 2 years.
Well, I'm sorry he wasn't around.
How do you feel about tomorrow? That's a generalization, but you have some wonderful cars running, and what would your thoughts be at this moment?
Well, we're not thinking much about our own car. First time we've ever run one of these, and we're just out here to learn a little bit about it.
We had a lot of very fine words with Alfred Momo, your chief here last year. The wonderful man, and seems to know this intricate business of machinery, which must stand up under a tremendous test in each one of these races wonderfully well. How long has he been with you?
I don't remember the exact number of years, but quite a few.
I see. When did your interest in automobile racing start, Mr. Cunningham?
Well, it started actively after the war, and the first race up here in the Glen, I think it was 49, as I remember, the first race the Sports Car Club had up here.
How do you feel about the possibilities tomorrow, frankly? What do you think the biggest contest is going to be?
Well, Stirling Moss against the field.
Well, he talked to Sterling a little while ago, and he seems less optimistic than he was last year. Seems to think there's going to be some pretty tough competition.
He has more competition than he had last year.
I see. Mr. Cunningham, as far as the sport of road racing is concerned in this country, do you feel that it's going to be an increasingly larger factor in public interest and public participation as time goes by?
Well, I really don't know what the public's going to do. I like to think it will be. Let's put it that way. We hope so.
Well, it certainly has increased a great deal and has gained, I think, a great deal of prestige, largely and deservedly so, through your efforts on its behalf, I think.
Well, I don't think that's true, but I think if we can really keep the accidents from happening to any spectators, it's the big thing.
Well,
every year goes by, we don't have some spectators hurt. I think it'll just help a little more.
Well, it certainly will. When you consider the number of people who are just killed on the highways, it sort of seems an unfair comparison when it comes to racing.
Well, I think that's true, and statistics are they're awfully... You can interpret them any way you want, almost, but, I mean, already I think about 11 or 12 kids have been killed in high school football this year, which I just never thought of killing that many people in years playing football. I mean, it's all news, you know.
Well, Mr. Cunningham, would you care to venture a guess as to who you personally favor tomorrow, or wouldn't you want to say?
Well, I think it's pretty hard to beat Sterling. If the car stands up, I don't think there's anybody that's any better driver. I think Sterling's got the edge on everybody here.
Well, of course, Walt Hanskin's a pretty fine driver himself.
Oh, yes, but Walt's not supposed to try to catch Sterling.
Well, Mr. Cunningham, it's a pleasure to talk with you, sir, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next year.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you.